Pulse 2 Matchday Live with Uriah Woodhead. Built on firm foundations and delivering great results every time. Visit our bathroom and kitchen showroom off Canal Road.
End, isn't it? Right, Stephen, stick your headphones on. Thanks for joining us on Pulse 2 Matchday Live. Special day for you before we talk about the game. How did it feel?
I just wanted to enjoy it as much as I could. It was a good competitive game, which is what you want, to be honest. And they're a good team, so I knew it was going to be emotional and tough leading into it, and it was.
So you're trying to stay focused in the game, or is it once you get into it, is it just like any other 90 minutes?
I think I'm long in the tooth to worry about the emotions of it, why you're playing. You just get on with it. You learn to deal with that. So once I was in the game, I enjoyed it. That would have been nice to score a goal or something.
Well, I did say, I'm not sure any other point you would have hit one corner of the 18-yard box. You got in a position then, you thought, why not?
Yeah, if anyone has shouted at me, they'd have got told as well.
I think you weren't that right. Yeah. I mean, it's a good game today, but I think we bossed it. We're probably a little bit unlucky not to take the win today.
Yeah, possibly. I think they controlled the game for the first 20 minutes or so, but then once we worked out how to stop them getting out, we looked comfortable in a way. I think the first 10 minutes or so, or first 20, they obviously edged it, but then we showed our quality after that. I thought when we got it down and played at times, we played some nice stuff and we caused them a lot of problems.
Yeah, and as far as your career is concerned, to start and end at City, that's pretty special, isn't it? And you got another standing ovation today. Were you upset to come off today? Because if it was me, I wouldn't have wanted to come off again. Did you know you were coming off?
No, I didn't. But no, I expected to come off.
Yeah, you thought it might happen.
Yeah, I thought so. But I think that was a nice touch from the manager to do that and to get that reception. And fair play to the Scunthorpe fans as well, because they gave me a nice reception as well.
Yeah, they certainly did. I mean, there's too many questions to ask about your career, but there's so many highlights, isn't there?
Yeah, I've been very lucky. Played for the team I support, Liverpool. I stood on the cop as a kid, and to score on the cop end, things like that. Go to a World Cup. I think when I was 17, I broke my leg, or 16, I broke my leg three times on the bounce, and you never dream you're going to play again. So anything after that's a bonus, and I think if I could have written that at the start, I'd have been a happy person.
There's a lot of people, and certainly with your performances towards the back end of the season where you've been man of the match in two or three of them, saying he's quit too early. Have you?
No, I think you've got to go out at the right time. I felt like retiring on the day at Blackpool.
Yeah.
That hurt a lot. I'd made my mind up before the Blackpool game, to be honest.
I was going to say that would probably prompt you into it.
I'd made my mind up before then. When Bradford came in for me, I wanted to go out in a fairy tale way. I wanted to come here, get to the playoffs and lift a trophy at Wembley and get the lads promoted and leave. But it wasn't meant to be. But I think it's the right way to go out. When you still know that you can get round the pitch and you can do a job, I'd hate to be getting battered every week by the fans and support other away fans for not being able to do it. And I think you've got to go out at the right point, and I think I have.
Yeah, you could possibly play on, but it's to your level. When you've played at a certain level, you want to stay at that level, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Listen, I probably wouldn't have gone anywhere apart from Bradford, to be honest. Bradford, Wigan, Blackburn in the league, purely because of the history that I have with all the clubs and things like that. But no, it was the club that, when they come in, I knew it was the right thing to do to come here. So, but like I say, I've got opportunities now to move into a different field within the media, and I think if I didn't move into it now, come a year's time, someone else takes that position, and that's something that I've got to look at for my future now. I think it makes life easier when you know you're retiring, that you've got a job to go into and you can keep yourself busy. You often hear of players who retire and then they think, oh, I've made the wrong decision, I've got nothing to do, I haven't got them job opportunities. I've been very fortunate that I've been given the opportunity to do things like that, and I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's all glamour in the media, by the way. what do you make of this Bradford City squad you're leaving behind? They've got a lot of stick, and some of it rightly so, because we have dropped off. But there's a lot of good young players and a lot of good professionals in there.
There is. I think you can see that there's young players within the squad. I think the chairman's going to have to spend and put his hands in his pocket this summer and give the manager funds to spend and strengthen. Yes, there is quality here. There's good experienced players, there's good young players, but the squad needs adding to. It is
needs a bit more quality, doesn't it?
It does, and that's not being disrespectful to the players that are here, but when you bring quality in, often it lifts the players around them to react to that, and it puts pressure on players to perform at a better level, knowing that potentially they're not going to be in the team the week after because there's someone else breathing down their neck. You look at the teams that get promoted, they've all got good squads.
And you're Wigan, a prime example of that, aren't they, and Blackburn?
Wigan and Blackburn, yeah. But yes, they've took a gamble by putting the hands in the pockets and backing their managers, but it's paid off. With Simon Grayson, he's got the record of getting teams out of this division four now. And you've got to back him. You've got to give him the funds that he needs and really back him. And hopefully that they do that.
Yeah, can't let you go without asking about Liverpool Champions League. Where are you watching the final and how are they going to do it?
I'm on holiday, actually. I'd already booked my holiday before.
I'm guessing you will be watching it somewhere.
Yeah, I'll be watching it. I'll be in America at the time, I think. So, but no, I'm excited to watch the game. I think it's... when Liverpool drew City in the quarterfinals, I said that was the final that probably everyone wanted to see. The next one after that would have been Liverpool Real Madrid or Manchester City Real Madrid. It's a mouth-watering tie. It's teams that are full of goals, but maybe at the back as well. So it does definitely play into an entertaining game.
Well, thanks for everything you've done. Thanks for the memories. Great way to start and end your career.
Yeah, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Right, we've got Simon Grayson coming up to us. We've got a few minutes with Simon, keeping us waiting. Simon, 1-1 today. We could easily have won that.
Yeah, look, I think these last few games are very difficult for any player to be involved in because you've got nothing to play for in terms of relegation, promotion, but you've got plenty to play for in terms of attitude and pride in the shirt for yourself, but also your supporters that are here to watch the game. And I thought we did that today. I thought we worked hard in obviously difficult conditions with the heat, played some decent stuff, defended well enough, application and attitude was really good. Would have been nice to have won the game, but we looked a threat every time we got the ball today.
What a week it's been for Matt Kilgallen.
Yeah, look, he needs to get the lottery tickets done tonight, doesn't he, to win the awards the other night, which was rightly so because he's been very consistent while I've been here and ultimately before that as well. Great ball in from Macca and he rose up there and we're disappointed to concede 2-3 minutes later because that would have given... That's where we need to learn to manage the game a little bit better, that you have to be on your toes, you have to be alert. It's the old saying that you're most vulnerable when you score, and we needed to keep that clean sheet a little bit longer. But we kept going and Charlie's hit an absolute stunning strike.
I looked
at my watch thinking that it was the goal line technology. But he beat Jilty all ends up, didn't he? And it would have been a great way to win the game, that's for sure.
Yeah, and are we going to see you back in the City dugout? I know there's discussions ongoing here.
I'm sure there'll be an announcement in the next 48, 72 hours or something like that. I'll speak to Edin again probably tomorrow, Monday. And then,
Do you want to get the season out of the way?
Let it all die down and days like today, for people like Stephen Warnock, who certainly deserved all the accolades that he's got today, and he's obviously been very emotional. I'm sure he's explained how he felt, and I don't think for somebody like him it's going to really kick in until first day of pre-season when everybody's going
back.
He'll
want to come back, won't he?
He'll probably have his trainers on and he'll be ready to go on. And what I've said to the players in the dressing room, especially the younger ones, if they can have half the career that he's had, then they'll have some career. Because it's not his ability, it's his attitude, his preparation, his recovery, his attitude, and his, the lads have got to learn from him since he's been here at this football club.
Yeah, whether you stay or go, I mean, what's the experience been like being in charge of Bradford and the support again?
No, brilliant. Look, I've really enjoyed it. The results haven't panned out like I wanted to do in terms of when I first came. I thought we'd nail sixth position at very least and take our chance in the playoffs, which happens. But again, you saw the supporters today. It's nice when they sing your name. And a lot of people have been very pleasant and with a lot of remarks and that. So it's been, enjoyed it. I've enjoyed coming back to work and let's just see what happens.
Yeah, been a pleasure to interview as well, even though I asked you the same question. Well done, Simon.
All right,
well
good
done
man.
Today.
Good to see you.
Simon Grayson, join us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live.